This is Jay Sekulow. More developments from India and a troubling appointment by the Obama administration from a pro-abortion leader.
Morning, everybody. Fox News Alert live from India now. More trouble in that country. We're getting reports that explosive devices have been found and defused at Mumbai's main train station.
Thousands of people are currently marching on the Taj Hotel. All this as Pakistan's president says he will not hand over 20 terror suspects now wanted by India.
A bag of explosives, about 16 pounds of explosives, were found among the victims that were killed in last week's attack. Those explosives found at the train station where the chief minister of this state was expected to come visit later today.
Well, there you have it. International news developing. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Obviously, the situation in India and Pakistan getting very intense as calls for the Pakistanis to hand over militants associated with this terror group are being rejected by the Palestinian government and, by the Pakistani government. At the same time, Condoleezza Rice is on her way to the region. She was in England yesterday, but this continues to be a very, very dangerous and volatile situation. Folks, nobody wants to talk about it this way, but it is, in fact, the rise of Islam. That's what this is. This is part of the jihad that we've been talking about this week on the broadcast, and it's got us very concerned at the American Center for Law and Justice and the European Center for Law and Justice, our international affiliates, and so concerned that I'm going to be heading over to the to Europe on early next week to address it, actually on Thursday of this week, and then I'll be broadcasting from Europe for a few days, maybe even on Friday of this week. So we've got a lot going on, as you can imagine, internationally. We're going to get to more of that. I want to take your calls. How big of a threat do you think this is, this whole rising tide of Islam? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. On top of that, Middle East envoy being appointed by the Obama administration, at least being discussed, is someone that has the Israelis very, very concerned because of his stance on Israel. So we're looking for some real confirmation of whether this individual, Mr. Kurtzer, is going to be the actual person appointed to be the special envoy. What's interesting about this is he's famous for a statement, and Haaretz, the news service in Israel, is reporting this, by the way. He's responsible for the statement talking about the legitimate rights of the Palestinians to territory that would include portions of Jerusalem. So something we're watching very closely there. Domestically, and we'll get into this in the days ahead, Planned Parenthood doing it again. This time they're offering holiday gift certificates for clinic services, including abortion. And at the same time, the Obama administration has put forward as their press secretary, press spokesperson for the White House, the individual that was in charge of Emily's List, which is one of the most pro-abortion groups in the United States. So all of this going on right now significantly. So we've got a lot of developments going on here. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110, but the situation in Pakistan, as we reported right at the top, explosive devices found now. We need to get Jordan's in the studio there. Do we know if the status of that was? I heard the reports this morning. Were these coming in from last night, or was this actually this morning in India?
No, I think it was. I think that was this morning in India when these explosives have been found. More devices, more ties into Pakistan. I saw Pakistan's prime minister on television yesterday, and Pakistan knows they're in a serious situation here because this terrorist organization, which the current surviving member of the terrorist group that was captured has said they were tied to that organization, which until 2002 wasn't even banned by Pakistan. It was allowed to operate in the Kashmir region, which is the disputed region between India and Pakistan. And of course, that's directly tying these terrorists to the ISI, the Pakistani Secret Service and military.
We have something very special for everyone that's listening. I want you to go to your phones right now. We put together a special two-hour DVD shot in the Middle East. We're going to take you to the border of Lebanon, the border of Syria. You're going to go to the major Israeli sites as well. You're going to go along the Palestinian territories. And we have a whole video presentation, a DVD that we want you to have. We also want you to sign up for our proclamation that we're sending to the UN against the defamation of religion, which we're making huge progress on. Here's the number for you to get this DVD. It's a two-hour, really fantastic DVD that's been put together. Here's the number. We encourage you to go to the phones right now. It's 1-877-989-2255. If you're concerned about the rise of Islam, you need this DVD on Israel, the Middle East, and Islam. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith. As we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's Christmas gift to you. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255. Celebrate the birth of Jesus this year with an extraordinary look at the Holy Land.
This is my right, a right given by God.
They condemn that all the time.
Who is they? Dina, who is they?
I'm one of the people.
Yeah, that was the conversation we had just the other day with a caller that talked about the moderate Muslims are condemning the violence. I don't hear it. Listen, we monitor the news almost all day and night at the American Center for Law and Justice, getting ready for this broadcast. So we constantly are monitoring the news. We have staff that are monitoring the news, and I just don't hear the outrage. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Before we take your calls, let me encourage you, and I think this is important, folks. We put together a two-hour DVD special that is shot all in the Middle East. We literally take you to the border of Israel and Syria, the border of Israel and Lebanon. You're going to get a firsthand look at what's going on, talking to some of the leading governmental experts, some of the military experts that were in charge of the region. This is an unbelievable DVD, and we want you to have it. Here's the phone number. You go to your phones right now and get this DVD. And when you're calling, by the way, I want you to sign up and stand with us against the Organization of the Islamic Conference by signing that petition to the UN. Here's the number, but everybody needs this DVD. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also get it at aclj.org by getting information there. But I want to encourage you, get that DVD. Again, 1-877-989-2255. A lot of calls coming in, Jordan.
Let's go back to the phones. John's calling from Massachusetts on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi. Muhammad was the original terrorist. He'd go around with his horses and his bands and would literally kill people to get them to think over to his ideology, Islam. Jesus went around doing good and healing. So they're just doing what their father is doing. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you see who's committing these acts, let's be real specific about this. Who's committing the acts? And that is these Islamic terrorists. That's who's doing this. You're not seeing this from Scottish Presbyterians. This is Islamic terrorists, and we need to start calling it like it is. Now, the media is starting to pick up on this, and I think President-elect Obama is going to have his hands full, unfortunately, because this situation in India, Jordan, you've been following it the last couple of days, India and Pakistan is a powder keg ready to explode if it's not handled diplomatically correctly.
That's right. People may not remember, but both of these countries have very advanced militaries. This is not dealing with kind of a third world kind of militaries. These are real militaries. You probably saw that when you saw the Indian commandos. They also both have nuclear weapons capabilities. These are massive countries with massive populations, real militaries. They've already got disputed territories between them. And Pakistan is in a situation where they feel like they have to keep India destabilized because India has a striving and a good economy, a thriving economy. And of course, Pakistan has had much more difficulty in that market. And there's a religious difference. Remember, the majority of Indians are 80% are Hindu, and the rest are made up of Christians and Muslims. In Pakistan, you've got the exact opposite, where over 80% are Muslim. So you've got a lot of differences there. You've got past conflicts, past wars, and now two countries who have nuclear weapons aimed right at each other, and one country who feels very strongly, India, that Pakistan was behind this. This is something that President Bush is going to have to deal with, and President-elect Obama is definitely going to have to deal with in the coming months.
Yeah, very, very serious situation, folks, and one that we're monitoring carefully. We want to know your thoughts. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones again. David's calling from Idaho on line 4. David, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, David.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate all that you're doing. My
sure.
concern is we're called to walk in truth and speak truth and love, but one of the main issues is I can't understand how people continue to call that area over there power. And itself is a lie. I mean, it was changed by Roman ruler, just the name was changed. So in all actuality, true Palestinians are the Jewish people who are properly and rightfully so in the land that God
Yeah, and
them.
And the Palestinians that are actually there that I self-identify as Palestinian are really Jordanians for the most part, but that brings up a whole other issue. Now, one of the things that I hope you get this DVD, we're sending it to you if you just call in our toll-free number. One of the things we point out in the DVD is this kind of interrelation between all of this, and we interview the leading experts and folks. I'm not just talking about, sitting down in a room. We're at the sites. We go to the border of Lebanon. We go to the border of Syria. You go to the military bases. This is an unbelievable DVD, two-hour presentation that we put together. It's four-part series that's on one DVD. We want you to get it. I want you to sign on also to stand with us at the United Nations. We're going to send this DVD to you absolutely free. But you've got to go to your phones right now and get this DVD. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, this weekend on our television broadcast, reports from Israel. That's what we're going to be broadcasting this weekend. So you're going to want to tune into all of our stations. Go to aclj.org to get the information on where it's playing near you. But it's on all the major Christian networks, so I encourage you to do it.
Let's go back to the phones again. You want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number again, 1-800-684-3110. Jerry's calling from Wisconsin on line 5. Jerry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not a Christian myself. I'm a humanist. But I believe, fully agree with you in the problem with radical Islam in the Middle East. We got to promote the ideas of liberty and of respect for free expression of religion. Because even though I don't agree with you, what Christians and humanists have in common is a love of liberty and a love that the government shouldn't be controlling people. And unfortunately, you don't see that in nations like that, where the government and the state are just combined as one, and that's a huge problem for us.
Yeah, it even goes deeper. I think it's a fundamental issue, and we appreciate that you listen to the broadcast. And we have a lot of people that listen to us that don't agree with everything that we are talking about on air. We understand that. But what's interesting here is you bring up the point, the concept of liberty and freedom are so foreign to their culture because they don't even have words in Arabic that describe it. I mean, that's really the issue. Jordan, you took a course this summer at Hebrew University and at the University of Haifa dealing with this. And it's just foreign to their whole idea of human rights is so foreign to their culture because the language doesn't even include it.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking on the broadcast yesterday. I think it's true. What I feel like I'm seeing is that there was a time period within Islam where it was relatively peaceful. But what you're wondering now when you look at this is, was it really peaceful or was it just a planning period? And remember, planning periods can last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Now, you look at some of these governments, you see what happened in Iran, and you see what's happening with Hamas. These are elected governments in many cases. These are people who are elected president, who win elections. Hamas won the elections in the Gaza Strip, won fair elections. I mean, that's what happened. The people chose, the Muslim community chose in those countries and those territories to put those people in charge of them and to govern their affairs. So where is moderate Islam, or where is Islam? And is Islam now all the, quote, radical Islam that's really left? And is everything else just a quiet, silent minority who is afraid to speak up when things like this happen?
Yeah, and you have to remember also that it's Justice Scalia that coined the phrase, used the terminology of that America was at war with radical Islamicists. So this whole concept of freedom and liberty is just foreign to their culture, foreign to the way they operate.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. You want to talk to us. Lots of calls coming in. John's from New York on line 4. John, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thanks
Hi, John.
For taking my call. I'm a sports
sure.
contributor to the ACLJ.
Great.
I just wanted to mention, I can't remember the name of the author of this book on radical Islam, but she is a Muslim herself, and she said the reason that people are not speaking out about it, Muslims aren't speaking out about it, against it, is because they're afraid for their own lives, that they will be found out, they will be hunted down, and they will be silenced.
Which tells you exactly the nature, and I hope, I appreciate you calling, and I'm familiar with the book. It tells you the nature of the threat we're engaged in. Folks, listen to the caller's question there, or statement. That, and it's true. Moderate Islam, if it exists at all, is not speaking out on these issues. Why is that? Because they're afraid. And you know why they're afraid? Because by the radical Islamicists, and I know some people disagree with that terminology, but here's the reason I use it. The Islamicists that are causing these problems don't consider, quote, a moderate Muslim to be Islamic. So they're no different than the infidel. So that's the reason you have this tension between within its own faith tradition. And the problem, of course, is that tension is coming out in the forms of bombs and killings and murder. And they attack the Jewish center. I mean, realize their hatred for the Jewish people when they engage in this rampage to try to kill ultimately 5,000 people. They weren't successful there, but they killed, it looks like, at least a couple of hundred. But they went to the Chabad Center, which had five people in it, including the rabbi and his wife. That's who they killed in one of the first acts. And they did that, of course, also with, unfortunately and tragically, they killed them and, of course, terrorized them when they did it, which is just tells you the nature of what we're dealing with in this situation globally. This is a threat, and we are at the UN fighting this organization of the Islamic Conference. And, Jordan, this is a big, big fight.
It is. It's a real fight, and folks need to understand that. And I want to read this quote today because it actually came from a rabbi who did a ceremony at Ben-Gurion International Airport, which is in Tel Aviv, the main airport in Israel, when Moshe, the two-year-old, who was one of the survivors from the attack of the son of the rabbi and the wife that were killed, his mother was killed. And the rabbi said this. He said, Moshe, you have no living mother and father. Today you become the child of all of Israel. And that was the rabbi this morning at a ceremony there. And Israel's actually granted that nanny who saved the two-year-old, who is not Jewish, at least a year to stay in Israel to help raise the transfer over this two-year-old child, but even may even go further than that and actually give her a special permission to stay in Israel indefinitely.
Yeah, folks, here's what I want you to do. Everybody that's listening to us right now, you go to your phones. I've got this two-hour DVD special on this topic of Israel, the Middle East, Islam from Syria and Lebanon. You've got to get it. 1-877-989-2255. It's absolutely free. It's 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up for that declaration against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. But call now for the DVD, 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically, criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith.
everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. I want to reiterate that we have put together, we were in Israel for about a month with our students, and we had the chance to take our TV crews throughout the Middle East, to the border of Syria, the border of Lebanon. We met with government officials, military experts, and we put together a two-hour, four-part DVD that is unbelievable. It deals with Israel, the Middle East, Christianity in the Middle East, Islam, the rise of Islam. What does it mean for the stability of the Middle East region? We've got the leading experts in the world talking on this, so it's a phenomenal thing. Plus, we take you into all the holy sites as well and talk to experts there about what took place there 2,000 years ago. So you're going to get a really broad overview. I really believe, and we are so committed to getting this out, that we are offering it this month, and we want to make sure that everybody that's listening to us can get this. It's absolutely free. We put it together at our expense. Our members help us do this work so we can get this information to you. We think educating you is an important part of what we do. So this two-hour, four-part DVD is available to you. I also need you to call when you call that number. Also, sign up to stand against the Organization of the Islamic Conference. As we reported on Monday, we've made huge progress, folks. The no's and abstention votes outnumbered the yes votes. First time that's happened. So it's a very, very significant and positive development. But I want you to get this DVD. Here's the number. Please call and get it. It's available for you. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255 for this four-part, two-hour DVD on Israel, the Middle East, and Islam. You're going to want to have it again, 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. You want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Craig's calling from California, online too. Craig, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Good morning. You know, my point in this whole thing is I've been following it for quite some time myself, and what I'm amazed at is that polls were taken a while ago that the United States and Israel would be the greatest threat to world peace. And people in this country and then throughout the world just don't seem to understand the fact that these militant Islamic and fascist types that are running around out there are creating such havoc in our world, and they just don't seem to understand that these people are hell-bent for leather to create this kind of environment until they get their way, until they take over. And it's just sad to see that our world.
Well, that's their whole modus operandi. I mean, destabilizing the regions of the world. That's what they want to do, and they know that eventually destabilizes the West. And they have a total disregard for human rights. The word is not even in their vocabulary. They want Sharia law mandated, and at the same time, they want special protection given to Islam over any other religion in the world. And this is the position that they're advocating, and they're unapologetic about it, and then they will resort to violence to the extreme without any hesitation. Now, what you saw in India could have happened anywhere. It might well happen anywhere, and I think we all have to be on guard right now. This is the nature of the fight we're engaged in. This is the battle of our generation, and it is a huge one.
I think what's even more dangerous here, though, is though this could happen anywhere, and many cities have said this. I know the chief of police in London, Scotland Yard, had said that if this happened in London, they would be no better prepared for this kind of an attack on hotels and places like that, even though they've been hit with terrorist attacks before, the bombings of the trains, the bombing of the buses there, the double-decker buses. But this kind of an attack would take anyone off guard. And remember on 9/11 that we were taken off guard, our security forces, and the same thing happened with India. I don't place a lot of blame on the Indian Special Forces because, as we all know, when these kind of activities, until they happen on this kind of scale in your country, you can never be as prepared for it, even if you think that it's a possibility of happening. But I think the important thing to point out here is the most dangerous part about what happened here is what it shows to the world. The second problem here is that these two countries, where one is believing this is coming out of, India believing this is coming out of Pakistan, have nuclear weapons pointed at each other. And they're in a very hostile region. Afghanistan is nearby. Of course, the Middle East is right there above India, Pakistan. You've got this situation now brewing. Iran is now brewing with the nuclear weapons. There are now talks that by the time Barack Obama will become president of the United States January 20th, it's a possibility that Iran will have a warhead that could be fired that's a nuclear warhead. So you've got a situation brewing in the Middle East and the Muslim world that is so severe that we have to be so on guard and, of course, still be fighting for the protection of the rights of the people in these countries who are willing to take a stand. If other Muslims are not willing to take a stand against their own religious leaders who are calling for this radicalism and jihad and violence and murder and death, at least others are willing in these countries, those of other religious denominations, whether it's the Christians or Hindus or others who are willing to speak out. And that's why we continue to fight at the United Nations. All right, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Jeff's calling from Michigan on line 5. Jeff, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention that that in this fight against Islam, you've got the moderate Muslims who are, you know, you say that the radical Islamists don't call them actual Muslims. Well, maybe that's because they don't actually follow the Quran. The Quran says in Surah 9, verse 5, fight and slay the pagan unless they repent and do charity and prayers, which contradicts another part of the Quran where it says, let there be no compulsion in religion. So maybe they don't look at them just as we as Christians wouldn't look at someone who denied the resurrection of Christ as a Christian. Maybe they don't look at them as Muslims because they deny the Quran.
Well, it's not just that they deny the Quran. It's a different interpretation of the Quran. The problem is, and I know Jordan's been addressing this in some of his own studies, the fact is they don't consider them Muslim because they're not wanting to take over the world. Understand, this is world domination. That's at what's play. By the way, while I was off for a moment there, I was checking my BlackBerry. I just got an email alert that, in fact, India has confirmed that the improvised explosive devices were exactly the same that were found last week, the same type that were found last week. They had bombs weighing about 8.8 pounds. They've been defused, but the concern, of course, is that this is an ongoing and may well be an ongoing and engaging terrorist attack even as we speak.
Let's go back to the phones again, take as many more calls as we can. Kurt is calling from Colorado on line 4. Kurt, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jay. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate what you do. Hey, what I just wanted to say is, for America and in the West, do you remember the movie The Great Escape, you know, Steve McQueen, James Garner? Okay, there's a line in that movie where the guy who plans the escape, he's called Big X, he's discussing with the senior British officer, hey, look, Roger, don't bring, you know, the SS into this, because right now we're being guarded by the Luftwaffe, and we got things are good. And he says, hey, you talk about it like, you know, we're fighting different things, and these guys and these, hey, we're fighting the whole lot. And
well, there's no doubt about it, because the especially since the so-called moderates aren't even deemed to be Islamic to begin with. And that's the reality of what we're dealing with. Let's try to grab one more call, Jordan, before we're out of time.
Let's go to Crystal from Indiana Online 2. Crystal, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Crystal. Very quick, please.
Oh, sure. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I'll try to make it brief. I got the opportunity to see Noni Darwish speak recently, and she gave me some insight into Sharia law. And recently I heard in the news some kind of connection with our government looking into Islamic Sharia.
Yeah, they're looking into the Treasury Department actually had a symposium on Sharia banking. And this is part of the ongoing trend. And we're seeing this, Jordan. You were just in the U.K. and you said it is predominant through England.
Yeah, the U.K. UK, there's Islamic courts in the U.K. that already handle all personal financial issues legally for Muslims. So they handle inheritance rights, all those kind of economic issues. Now the UK is letting those same courts, it's the slippery slope, handle domestic issues as well, like divorce, which of course in the Islamic community can be very controversial because of the treatment of women, the historically bad treatment of women in the community itself.
Yeah, that's folks, we've got a great DVD for you. We're out of time, but I want to encourage everybody that's listening to me right now, you write this number down and now go to your phones. We're going to send you this DVD. It's a four-part, two-hour DVD special shot in the Middle East. We're going to take you to the border of Syria, Lebanon, government officials. You need to get it. Also, stand with us at the UN against this organization of the Islamic Conference. I'm going to send you that DVD for free. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's a free two-hour DVD, 1-877-989-2255. You can also get updated information, by the way, at aclj.org. But you call now, 877-989-2255.